by the sin of discontent. It is a sin, and a serious sin. Contentment is a kind of bliss. Satisfaction is a kind of euphoria, a legitimate kind. It is a kind of joy. It is a level of peace that just rides across the top of all of the trouble that surrounds us. Paul, this prisoner, Paul chained, Paul captive, Paul ridiculed, Paul slandered, Paul persecuted, yet absolutely content, untouched by the circumstances. And so that introduces the question to us, how do you get to this point? What are the components of contentment? How do we understand practically how to become content? And as I look at this chapter, I think the whole chapter sort of folds in on top of verse 11, speaks to it. So let me give you some things to think about, just a list of things that feed into contentment. Number one, contentment comes from cultivating the love of others. It comes from cultivating the love of others. It's about giving your life away. Discontentment is primarily the product of self-preoccupation. Discontentment comes because you're sucked up into yourself. And this is only implied, but I think it's implied in the opening three verses. You can even stretch it beyond that. Paul experienced contentment and satisfaction in any circumstance because he didn't define his life by the kind of circumstances he experienced. He defined his life by the kind of relationship that he had with people. If he could preach the gospel and people would be converted, that was contentment and satisfaction, regardless of his physical condition. If he could have a ministry in the lives of people to bring them to a deeper knowledge of the things of God, a ministry that brought about their sanctification through the truth, that was enough to bring him contentment. If he could bring a word of comfort to a troubled soul, if he could bring a word of instruction to an ignorant mind, that was enough. It was about the people. It was about the people. If he could lovingly pour out the truth of God to a congregation, he would suffer anything to get that privilege. And you see this in the opening of this chapter. Let me read you the first three verses. Therefore, my beloved brethren, whom I long to see. Now, those are very, very intense words that speak of Paul's affections. My beloved brethren, whom I long to see, my joy and crown, so stand firm in the Lord, my beloved.